There is a political crisis in the Czech Republic, where conservative President Václav Klaus is facing treason charges over his controversial decision to release thousands of prison inmates and others. Stefan Boss reports that lawmakers in Parliament's upper house voted late yesterday to file the charges at the Constitutional Court.
The Czech Republic Senate, which is dominated by the left-wing opposition, approved a motion to file treason charges against President Klaus over an amnesty he granted to some 7,000 convicted criminals and suspects at the start of the year. Klaus announced the release of the prisoners on January 1 to observe the 20th anniversary of the Czech Republic's independence and the end of what was Czechoslovakia. Jiří Dienstbier, a social democratic senator, defended the Senate's decision to refer the case to the Constitutional Court. He says the Senate couldn't remain silent in a situation when the President repeatedly violated the Constitution. However, the President has defended his decision to release the prisoners, though some have since returned to murder and robbery, explained his spokesman Ladislav Jakl. He says the President listens to the Senate but still defends his decision. Critics say the unprecedented case in modern Czech history is tainting Klaus's final days in the post after a rocky decade that was also marked by his tough stance towards the European Union. However, Senate Chairman Jaroslav Kubera has hope. He explains that if the Constitutional Court will say that the events do not amount to treason, paradoxically, the President can emerge stronger from the case. Experts have raised doubts that the Constitutional Court will charge the President, saying the offense falls short of treason. Yet, as Klaus will leave office later this week, controversy over his legacy will remain for some time. About 73,000 Czechs have signed a petition begging the charges, while Klaus's portrait has been torn down in schools and offices across the country. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.